Good morning. This morning we are looking for $700 in the next 7 days, at least. We have a lot of different things organized to help us with this. We have refuges being established in different locations. There is one particular location where a survivor and core organizer in our network has invested for the last 5 years to purchase an $8,000 property. And there is $500 remaining on the property purchase, or our colleague loses her entire investment. There is a lot of effort going on currently in different projects to help educate people how these things are occurring, because many people don't realize how these things are happening, and many communities have been acculturated to have the sense that if something like this happens, it's because somebody was being irresponsible, or somebody just like wasn't good enough in a particular way or whatever. And what we're finding is that there's a lot of engineered situations that people in the know can take advantage of, and people who do not have that particular kind of privileged resourcing may have no idea about until it's too late. And they've been swindled, and they've been paying into something for a long period of time. And then, if they can't quite manage the end of it, then someone else really benefits. Now, all situations are different. This one is unique, as all of them are unique. The most important part for us to consider ongoing and to always keep front of mind is that it's really easy to help one another in these situations. And it's really easy to recognize where resources can be brought together for really amazing solutions. And when we're focusing on solutions that involve safe locations, when we're looking at a piece of land that can be secured, we're looking at any kind of location, an existing building, an existing home, an existing piece of undeveloped land. Like, there are a lot of different forms that this can take, but ultimately, our combined efforts in the network, using the media privilege and social authority that we've been building for severely disabled survivors of human trafficking and invisible violence, we find that those solutions get implemented far more easily than we expect when the community comes together and recognizes its collective power. And so, where $700 would be basically impossible for a person in any one of these situations all across the network, being below the threshold of privileged access that most people do take for granted. When we come together about this, $700 is a little bit of a thing. And it's a very small cost to pay to secure the investments of these survivor professionals over time, where so much learning and so much lived experience and so much amazing collaboration between people who have been left to die, I mean, really essentially. The way severely disabled survivors in our network are showing up for work every day, taking care of one another and building safe communities, it's epic. And so, when that kind of energy is being put into all of our spaces, when that kind of energy is being brought into all of our projects, facilitating a $700 piece PEACE that supports all of this is it not only is it not a burden, it's the most amazing facilitation of nourishment. The way that we can achieve. Oh, I'm feeling it in my body. The things that we achieve, the ways that they are life-saving, the people that become connected to the network and then cannot be trafficked just because we're in contact with them. And then the developing of safe places for trafficking survivors to actually go, because you may not be aware, but that doesn't exist. There are little pockets where if a survivor is very, very lucky, they might stumble on something that helps them. But mostly, nobody in our network has a place to go once they've been trafficked. And this is a really important thing to remember, no matter who you are, listener or viewer, in your community structures, you may have a sense that somebody helps those people. And unfortunately, that would be incorrect. So what we are organizing at Intuitive Public Radio and across the Intuitive Community Network is to be certain that people who experience this terrible invisible violence and all of the related intersections that feed it, we have some way to recover, to share what we know, to make sure that the same kinds of violence cannot happen again in our communities. And not only that, but each location that we establish and secure has the opportunity to support all the other locations in our network because of the ways that we're connected. If you might be able to help us with this or another similar situation, I encourage you to reach out to me on Telegram Messenger. My handle is Max Morris, and you can email me at max@intuitive.pub. We are working on this every minute of every day, even when we're resting. And we would love to invite you into this very worthy and powerful collaboration.